WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In episode 465, the topic of WeatherBrains 101 was a review of a home weather station put out by the folks at NetAtmo. Their weather station has been quite popular in Europe. We're coming up rapidly on the one-year anniversary of that review, so I thought it might be time to revisit the review and do a follow-up on the station. The first big point that I'd like to highlight is that the station is still running strong and doing a great job. I've learned a lot more about the behavior of CO2 in my house since the station monitors that element. I will admit to being a little skeptical about the outdoor temperature sensor as to whether or not it would be accurate since it attaches directly to the side of the house. I've found that the NetAtmo readings from the outside sensor and the readings from my Davis Vantage Pro 2 weather station are usually right with each other. I was also a tad skeptical about the two AAA batteries that power the outside sensor, but there has been no sign that those need changing yet. The NetAtmo folks now offer a wind gauge which employs ultrasound technology to provide professional quality measurements. This is an option to the basic weather station, and I don't have it. I'm very tempted to buy the rain gauge as well as the wind gauge to make my station complete, but I dread that question from my wife. Just how many weather stations do you need? And I saved the best news for last. Since my review in December of 2014, NetAtmo has reduced the price of the basic weather station $30, so it can be purchased for $149. You can add an additional indoor module or the rain gauge for another $79 each. They have not yet published the cost of the wind module. And as I said in my original review, this is a great weather station for all interest levels. And with the introduction of the wind gauge, the only caveat in my original review is no longer valid. The NetAtmo folks have also introduced a home camera with facial recognition for even more security. So I still stand behind my earlier review by repeating, I give this station 5 lightning bolts on the newly created WeatherBrains scale. And that's 5 out of 5. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.